As I said in the beginning, today marks the beginning of the season of Advent, which starts the new church year. Today is the first Sunday of the liturgical calendar, and we now enter year B of the three-year liturgical cycle. You will now notice that our gospel reading will be from the Gospel according to Mark. And there will be four Sundays before Christmas, and as you know, and these Sundays are called the Sundays of Advent. Advent means the coming, arrival, Adventus. It refers to the coming of Jesus Christ. Throughout the four Gospels, we find how Jesus came for his first advent, and now we are anticipating his second advent, his second coming. And throughout the four Sundays before Christmas, we will focus on hope, faith, joy, peace, and love as we enter into the time of the celebration of Christ's birth on Christmas Day. Jesus came during the first Advent to save the world. We live now preparing for the second Advent of Christ. Paul describes this process of preparation in today's passage. He calls the second Advent the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, when he come as judge and judge the whole earth and humanity. Today's Bible readings remind and encourage us to hope and wait for the coming of Christ. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, "For in hope you were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope." It is something like the great chapter in Hebrews chapter 11 talks about faith. Faith is the assurance of seeing, of things unseen. In our first reading today, we have words from the prophet Isaiah, and people were living in exile. This section of Isaiah was written at the time when the Jewish people were in exile in Babylon, approximately between 597 BC to 538 BC. And they were praying to God that they would be able to return to their own country and rebuild their temple and once again be at peace in their homes. It was a desperate time because they were enslaved. It was a time when many felt that God had abandoned them. They could not see, and they were becoming hopeless. But some people also expressed hope in God, even when going through a difficult time. And so we heard glimpses of hope in that first reading. "Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down so that the mountains would quake at your presence." I think we do need that kind of hope when our world is going through a difficult phase. We do need that kind of hope when we are going through a difficult phase in life. The period of Advent fills us with that, with the same hope for the second coming of Christ, which will bring all God's plans for the world to completion. As we wait in hope for the second coming of Jesus, we are conscious of the fact that God is present with us while we wait for the fulfillment of God's plans. The words of Jesus in the Gospel today express the mood of the early part of the Advent season. "Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming." Keep awake. Mark chapter 13 is an appropriate text, I believe, for the first Sunday in Advent. Being a discussion of the return of Christ and the events that will accompany that return. I believe that one of the most difficult things that we have to do in this life is to wait. Is to wait. We all understand what it means to wait because we have all done it. We have heard and seen the confrontation and reactions of those who have not responded well to having to wait. We may be able to recall times and events in our own lives where we have not responded well to waiting. Waiting is the hard part. We aren't used to waiting these days, are we? The incessant pace, the unceasing cycle and demands of life, especially through electronic media, makes us increasingly impatient and intolerant of having to wait. It's been said that we are living in the microwave generation. I guess though that now we are living in an air fryer generation. The idea being that we want what we want no sooner than now. But in the spiritual realm, this is not always the case. There is great value in waiting on the Lord. God is truly desiring to work out the patience in our lives. Advent is about watching and waiting for the coming of God the Son to complete His work, but doing so in activity and hope. The Lord wants us to wait patiently, but expectantly. On this Advent Sunday, we are reminded by our scriptures that though the world seems bleak and broken because of man-made disasters and natural calamities, God is still in control. In the second reading, St. Paul reminds his listeners of the many gifts they have received from God, which will support them until the second coming of Christ. And this is true for the church today. The church has received the greatest gift of all time, Jesus Christ. And we need to rely upon our Lord. We need to wait upon our Lord. For those who are finding these times difficult for one reason or another, the message of Advent is wait for God in patient hope. God has not abandoned us. God is with us always, though sometimes our lack of faith prevents us from seeing Him. Advent is about the sure and certain hope that God will finish what He has started. More than 80% prophecies of the Bible have been fulfilled. Less than 20% are remaining, and they will fulfill when the Lord will come. So what are your hopes and dreams at present for yourself, your family, your church, or even for after death? Our lives are full of hopes, worldly, natural hopes, both important and not very important. Advent Sunday calls us back to our hopes and dreams in Christ. Are we complacent in our spiritual waiting, or active in pushing forward the boundaries of the kingdom of God, as did His early disciples? So here we are on Advent Sunday 2023, called to renew our hope in the Lord, who still comes to us now, every time, every moment, calling us to watch and wait and join in with His work in the world. waiting in Advent group is not about initiation or leaving it all to God, because we are called to be co-workers in God's service. Advent is a wake-up call to the church to watch and pray, but not to stop there, rather to see what God is doing and joining. A static Christian is like a stagnant pond, having little value, use, or beauty. Stagnant pond smell. So in a spiritual sense, do stagnant Christians, the message of Advent is to reject stagnation and complacency. We learn from our gospel reading this morning that Jesus could come at any time. He could arrive at this very moment, or could be delayed for several millennia. There is just no telling. As he told his disciples, but about that day or hour, no one knows. Neither the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. That makes the waiting doubly hard. And it can lead us to ask, is he coming or not? The answer lies in the gospel reading for this morning. Yes, he is coming, because we do get a promise from Jesus himself that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Not even one iota, one point in the word of God pass away until it fulfills itself. This is the promise from God himself, that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Further, Jesus says, beware, keep on earth, for you do not know when the time will come. All around us are the trappings of Christmas and different sorts of waiting, longing and preparation. It will be noisy and busy and stressful out there today, and it will go on like that until after the new year. The only day that will be commercially quiet, a bit quiet, will be Christmas Day itself, the day at the heart of all this activity and being busy. But even Christmas Day will have its own activities, busyness and stress, so that even then the true messages of Advent and Christmas may be drawn out. Sometimes we are so engrossed with shopping and other activities that we forget the real reason for and meaning of the season. We are so engrossed with shopping and activities. They are important, but let us remember the reason for the season. So let's focus on the gospel message today. Let's clear our minds for a while this morning and take time to reflect on these words of Jesus Christ. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. Keep awake. We are waiting to celebrate the night Mary gives birth to her son Jesus, who will be the Christ, who will be Christ the King. And it is for Christ the King's return that we are to wait and prepare ourselves for all that time. Advent summons us to be a people of hope who wait for the Lord's return and to work to bring about his kingdom. In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.